Okay, we're back.
Yeah, missed you.
I missed you too. And I'll tell you, right now, I'm finally taking your lead and I am taking 4 days off after my 8-week road trip around America. And I'm in this beautiful area in Montgomery, Texas at a wellness retreat. I'm just going to see you and maybe check in with a few other folks. But you told me, take care of yourself. So here I am doing it.
It's the best thing. My wife and I and Justin and mother-in-law went off to Finca Courtesan. It's only an hour's drive from our house, but it's a beautiful place. I played golf on Sunday and my wife had a number of different treatments. They've got an indoor swimming pool. They've got a Turkish bath and everything else. And we just relaxed and enjoyed the family.
Right.
Without I did the Insiders Club on Saturday, but apart from that, nothing.
Yeah.
Nothing rest of Saturday, nothing Sunday, and nothing yet until you today. But looking forward to seeing you because tons is going on behind the scenes.
I know. You must be really excited because it looks like Klaus Schwab has announced the great narrative. So yes. Now we're all going to know exactly what we're allowed to think and not think and say and not say because Klaus Schwab at the World Economic Forum says so.
Yes. And also, I've just had information this morning that he got arrested at the weekend.
God willing, because a few people on this planet deserve more retribution than that guy.
Exactly. I mean, and you only have to look at his bloodline.
Yep, exactly.
He's part of the cabal, the deep state, right the way through.
Right, right.
We're seeing him.
He was educated here. Yes. And it turns out Kissinger was his mentor. But yes. Though he runs the World Economic Forum, which, put on, of course, the Glasgow event. And I have to tell you, every single American representative that went to that event after hearing what they were saying, basically pledged allegiance to the UN and their overlords at the World Economic Forum and yes. Bank of International Settlements. They, to me, the minute that they went there and all joined in with the Build Back Better for the World and asset class, or where they're talking about that they are going to own, these 3,000 billionaires are going to own all natural resources on this planet. I thought, and just hearing what was coming out of their mouths, these people are so far gone, they have no business even returning to America. They truly have 100% given over to the global cabal, and America is no longer a priority to any of those people that were at that thing, especially Kerry and Biden, because, you know, they teamed up with the World Economic Forum formally there.
Yes.
So if America's not awake yet, we got Klaus Schwab wrote COVID-19, the Great Reset, did the cyber polygon tabletop exercise, the fourth industrial revolution. And now he has this great narrative. And every single person that went to Glasgow from America pledged allegiance to him.
Yeah. And this is where the world has gone wrong, completely gone wrong, is that everybody's pledging their allegiance to another man. And that's where the fault lies. And people, when I talk to them about things, they go, well, how do I know that I can trust you, Charlie? I said, it's not about trusting Charlie. It's got nothing to do with trusting Charlie. Charlie's done some research. And this is what Charlie's found. And Charlie's not going to tell you where he found all the answers. He's not going to tell you that for one simple reason. If I tell you where I found the answers, you'll come back with the same answers.
Yeah.
So go and find your own answers and come back and let's debate.
Right. And people, you know, it's the same thing, but people really have to start really doing the research. It can't just be listening to it, because if anyone goes and looks at what these people were saying in these speeches in Glasgow and how their language is all the same and what Build Back Better really means, they do not hide that they totally have so much contempt for humanity and for God and for God's creation. They literally call us useless eaters and ignorant breeding people. Like, it's so crazy what these people say. And like I told you last week, they had their transhumanism conference. They want to ditch. Yep. They want to make sure that God no longer exists. They have an AI benevolent God that we're all supposed to follow. We have this lunatic AOC saying if you're over 40 on this planet, your opinion should not matter or count. What? You know, it's like, and then on top of that, they're sitting there, this Glasgow financial fund that they came up with, and it's Bloomberg, New York Stock Exchange, obviously always BlackRock and Vanguard, the Bank of England, what they're proposing, of course, what's his name, John Kerry, what they're proposing literally is that they, this group of billionaires, about 3,000 people, you know, at the very top, they're out of Switzerland and Davos and them, Weiss and Soros, that they literally own and can monetize water, air, land, food, cyberspace, all of that. And then all of us have to use all of that as services. Yes. And then I don't know if you saw, Bezos came out and he said, we're not going to be able to have many, many humans on Earth anymore. They're going to have to live in anti-gravity pods. And I'm thinking, are they really going this far?
Yeah. They live in a complete world of fantasy, of evil. Let's get it right. What they're doing is evil. And the what we're going through right now is seeing the light is exposing the darkness. And the darkness is incredibly dark.
Yeah.
But this, what's incredible is these evil people on the side of the New World Order talk about useless eaters and people who don't think for themselves and they're absolutely incompetent. And sadly, they're right in a lot of cases because they've got away with so much stuff that people go, yeah, yeah, that makes sense. Yeah, yeah. I'll wear a mask. I'll wear two masks. I'll wear three masks.
Yeah.
I'll do social isolation. And everyone who's been vaccinated, they're the people who are dying. They're the people that are ill.
Yep.
All the people that haven't had it, they're fine. But people still believe the lie. And so when they talk about useless eaters, you who had the vaccination, you who are wearing two and three masks, you're the useless eaters that they're talking about. And you're giving them all the kudos and all the strength they need.
Yeah. Well, that's the truth, because now if you look at all the whole body of work from the World Economic Forum, and we know that their overlords are really above them, because I saw that he also worked for that Weiss guy, W-Y-S-S,
yes.
I think is the guy who really people don't hear about, but he's one of the big Swiss guys that have been manipulating the planet. Schwab used to work for him. So when we look at them and we look at who's involved here, so the World Economic Forum, IMF, World Health Organization, UN, none of these people have any at all backing by humanity or people, or nobody voted for them. They've decided because of their money, power, and bloodlines that they are somehow superior. The United Nations is the biggest hoax ever perpetrated on all of our countries. They've always been the New World Order. Their one world government, one world order, military, NATO, is trying to start wars all over the world. And our complicit, disgusting US media and the BBC are lying about Belarus and the border there. They created it. The same exact people funding our border problem and our illegal immigration problem are funding what's happening in the EU and in Poland and Belarus right now. And NATO is trying so hard to start World War III anywhere it can. We should all reject these people. The UN needs to be gone, dismantled. We should probably, all of our countries should demand an audit. Because, well, you know, everywhere that the UN goes under the guise of peacekeeping or helping ends up being a massive trafficking ring. And Elon Musk even threw that out last week. And then some people did some digging, and you and I have been talking about it for a long time. But the UN is the opposite of what we've been told. And they're not even the top of the food chain. Up above them are the World Economic Forum and then the Bank of International Settlements. And as you and I know, they need all of this, including the climate $150 trillion in loans, because they are broke.
They are. And at the moment, what's going on in America right now in the pantomime is the fake administration that is there is writing checks it can't cash.
Right.
And fortunately, Donald Trump, during his first term in office, backed the Federal Reserve into the Treasury. And certain people were exposed in that transition and are still being exposed. We're still seeing people being exposed even up to this weekend.
Right.
Where certain things have happened that I can't talk about that was done to expose corrupt bankers. And it did expose corrupt bankers.
Right.
And this is why right now, they've said it many times and they'll keep saying it, they're not going to make any mistakes because this is our last chance.
Right, right.
And they mean that.
Right. And I don't see how they're going to pull off after, I think it's December 2nd or maybe 3rd, that the U.S. will have to show its hand that it's bankrupt. They can't keep pushing it down the path. And people should be very furious, because the more that they talk about this financial stuff and the more we see it here happening, and we know that it's a controlled demolition of America from the inside out. That's why I say every single person who went to Glasgow, and then that group that they, you know, that Kerry announced with Bloomberg and Biden, and that Carney guy from the UK and all of that. If you read what they're saying, they literally are saying we're going to put humanity in full slavery and full surveillance and full, and we will control everything. And it's the old, you will have nothing and be happy, like Schwab said. But now that he rolls out his great narrative, which is a total joke, it's literally the Ministry of Truth. It's like, and what they do there, people have to understand, this World Economic Forum, they put out for the globalists their marching orders. And every single one of our governments, the entire G20 that answers basically to these demons, they go along with it. They really have no power. They don't have power. They have ceded their power to these people, World Economic Forum, Davos, Bank of International Settlements, Switzerland. Our all of our governments are totally fraudulent on that level alone.
There's not one government worldwide that isn't contaminated by this corrupt group of people. And this is what is being taken down. And I've now learned from the research that I've done that this actually started, the takedown started around 15 years ago.
Yeah, that was my understanding as well. And I also, you know, many people along the way have discussed the JFK murder and the documents that didn't come out, that we know what are in them, and God willing, they will come out. And the reason they need to come out, and I know people say, what's the big deal? Is because when you learn that our government deceived us to that level, of treason, taking out our own president that people was beloved, then everything else makes sense, because the CIA is behind so much that has happened on this planet that is just wrong under our name. And I mean, a bunch of other people too, but we have to really realize, again, just like with all the other countries, it's not the American people, and the American people better realize what's been done in their names, because it has all been lies. And this media, the level to which, I don't know if you've seen this trial here with this kid from Kenosha, Rittenhouse, the level of evil of our media, but of also these judges and prosecutors, he's a young boy that was doing the right thing when he got chased. The way that they have framed this thing is so disgusting. And really, again, like you're saying, it's exposing it. It is exposing it, because it's so egregious. And you know what else is being exposed? And they can keep saying what they want, but the amount of voter fraud and illegitimate voting that went on in the election cannot be overlooked. And as much as all these people, all these news channels and all them say the debunked election fraud, I've seen the evidence. It's so bad. But why people should be really upset in America is there was a big part of this that they were going to elderly care homes, old age homes, while they were locked down without family and everything, and doing a major conspiracy of having the people at the homes vote for all these people that are incapacitated, that never could have voted. They're still alive. So they just stole their name, stole their voice, stole their vote. And we're talking about hundreds of thousands of cases like this. And also all the developmentally disabled homes, same thing. And these are Zuckerberg's bucks and Bloomberg's bucks. And it can't matter who you voted for, because it has to matter that it's not right. It's not right. It doesn't matter. And we can't let it go. We can't let it go, because 2020, we know that they cheated in the Gavin Newsom thing. I mean, all these wins just now in America, still, if we're using those machines, it's not a legitimate vote. It's already too far gone. And, you know, Charlie, the big thing about all these people ask, I say it's a sting, but it's worldwide. We're taking the whole mess down. So, but I really hope that the American people realize that they can get out there and they can ask for a receipt of their vote, because a lot of things are happening now and people are doing it individually and calling up their county clerk en masse. They're entitled to it. And people are finding that not only did they wait in 5 hours to vote for 5 hour lines to vote for Trump in person, but when they get the receipt, they voted for Biden and voted for Democrats all down ballot. Or they get the receipt and they only voted for Biden mail-in and they waited in line and voted all Republican. But worst of all, a lot of people are finding out not only did they not vote, but they did get no receipt, no record. but they're also finding that a lot of people that didn't vote did vote, and a lot of dead people and incapacitated relatives, people are getting receipts that they voted. So is this okay with America? Because it's the American people that need to stop it.
Yeah, it also, the one good thing is it proves that the American people believe in life after death, because over 100,000 people voted that had been dead for 5 years.
At least.
And there was, over 10,000 per state that voted that had been dead for 10 years. So at least they believe in life after death.
Yeah, it's just the American people really got to wake up, Charlie. I got to tell you.
I know.
It's really crazy. And, you know, we have friends in New York City that are literally lining up for their children to get these DNA altering shots.
Yeah. Well, I've got some very useful information on this. And this comes from some spiritual people, namely Michelle Fielding and Alina and a few others that have come up with the same philosophy. First of all, if we look at fundamentally the jab that's been administered so far, we know, first of all, that it has absolutely no benefit whatsoever to anybody who has the common cold, influenza, or COVID-19. But we know with COVID-19 that it's a bioweapon, not a virus, so it's not going to affect anything to do with COVID-19. But it doesn't even affect any influenza or anything like that. So then you break it down and say, well, what does it do? Then you find out it's implanting nanotechnology. It's an mRNA jab. And they're very open about the fact that they said if they'd told you it was an MRI jab, nobody would have taken it. They've made that clear.
Oh, yeah.
So they've done it under the guise of COVID-19, and they've given it the nanotechnology. Now, it's now been proven that at the concert with Travis Scott, they changed the frequency of the music, and they changed the 5G frequency. And it didn't kill 8 people at all. It killed over 100 children. It was a human sacrifice in plain sight.
So they tested the 5G in that area?
They tested the 5G in that area to see if it would work with the nanotechnology. So we now know that 5G, along with frequency, if you've got nanotechnology, oh, by the way, all the ones that died have been vaccinated. That's right. Another point. So they now have that hard evidence. So then I was talking to the spiritual people and I said, this is just pure evil. And they said, yes, but there is a positive to come out of this. The nanotechnology that they've implanted in their body, in the hands of the white hats and the good people and the quantum system, can actually heal.
Wow. Well, that would make sense, because I've been working a lot on healing frequencies, but also...
Yes.
I've been trying to get to the bottom of the med bed type technology and the free energy on another show of mine. And it's really alarming. A lot of this also seems to have to do a lot of the power grab and the Glasgow and their new climate crisis, which is totally BS, and that nobody can dissent. But if you look at what's going on, it appears that the free technology and the free energy and all that is being revealed and at fast pace. If they lose that commodity that they've been controlling, that they shouldn't have been all this time, and people find out, well, they're really screwed. So they really have to rush this natural resource takeover and making it a for us, they're saying that it would be like a service. Like we'd have to buy and pay for everything, air, water. So all of this stuff is free, by the way, on God's green earth. But I think that the energy and the technology stuff is really coming at us and they can't stop it. I know that the patents came out a while ago, a bunch of them, but all that Tesla technology. And then I was doing something looking at, you know, we have all this federal land in America. I don't know if it's like this all over the world. The amount of federal land, you know, just driving across the country, and you can see it on the map. It's like big swaths and a lot of it's behind fences and stuff. But I've been looking at what's behind the federal land grabs, and a lot of weird stuff is going on. There's like pyramids and stuff all over America, and this is on federal land. I have a feeling that a lot of this federal land stuff that we've been dealing with in America, not just Gates and the CCP buying a lot of our land under Clinton and Obama, and the Bushes, obviously. But now it appears that they've been hiding all these natural resources and all of this under the guise of federally protected land. Protected from who? This is like the sustainable like goals that they have in the net zero. It's not sustainable for the 7 billion people on the planet. It's sustainable for these half-breed humans that they believe in transhumanism and that they want to rule the world. When Jeff Bezos is saying very few humans will be able to be on Earth, and we're going to have to invent anti-gravity pods like Star Trek for all of us to live in. And then we can come down and visit like you would visit Yellowstone. This Bezos actually said this a couple days ago. You have to understand what they're saying is we're going to keep the planet for us 3,000 billionaires. And you riffraff that survived the genocide, if you're not working for us in a capacity that you are a slave and fully surveilled living in a concentration type camp that's AI based, then you can come down and visit from time to time if we allow you. This is what this man is saying out loud to the world. Just like Bill Gates 2 days ago said, the vaccines don't work, you know, after all this time. Of course, none of the news covered it. He said it flat out. The vaccines don't work. We're going to have to come up with a better way to vaccinate. And then he said that he wanted to do some kind of lockdown germ warfare exercises. I mean, how much more do people need than to look at them and say, oh my God, they want to get rid of all of us for real. Mm-hmm. And you know what? It's all eugenics. It all goes back. I saw that Dr. Fauci and Bill Gates Sr., who is the king of eugenics and started Planned Parenthood to get rid of the black race and people that had inferior DNA, that they got awards together like 20 years ago, Fauci and Bill Gates Sr. from the Carnegie Foundation, you know, for I believe, population control. Yep. So, you know, it's like more and more people have to understand this is like when we say it's biblical, it's God's battle. They want to get rid of everything that represents God, including us.
And I think because of yours and my connection to God, we're the one thing that both you and I are 100% sure about is that God never ever made a mistake. He didn't make one person too many.
And he gave us perfect health care. It's the health and medical industrial complexes that ruined it on purpose by design. The same people. That's the other thing that people are starting to wake up to. Here's the great part. Because I was watching that Luciferian elitist prom they had there in Glasgow, and I had to laugh. And I don't think I'm alone looking at these people and mocking them. And they think they're mocking us.
Yeah.
But I'm looking at them thinking, are you joking? We know who you are. There are millions and millions, because of me and you and a handful of other people out there, millions and millions and millions of people on this planet that didn't know 2 years ago, the name Klaus Schwab, the World Economic Forum, what these people are about, who meets in Davos, the Committee of 300, the Club of Rome, the Rockefeller plans, millions of people in this planet are awake and pointing at them and laughing at them as they continue along. That Klaus Schwab announced that the Great Reset now has its PR campaign, the Great Narrative. With such pride, you know what he said? He said, the leading thinkers, futurists, philosophers, and business leaders have come together to decide the narrative for the future of the planet. Who chose you?
Yeah,
nobody chose you. We would never choose you, we 7 billion useless eaters. So you and your, and you know what's so funny? They started the entire Glasgow thing with an animated dinosaur telling them that this, that what was to come. And I'm thinking, I don't know if that's animated. They really are like,
they are dinosaurs, aren't they?
Yeah.
And they look, I've often alluded to this. I grew up in a religious cult and I was so brainwashed as a child all my life that I had all the answers to all of the questions why I didn't have television, why I didn't have newspapers, why I didn't have radio, why we didn't celebrate birthdays, and Christmas and Easter and everything else. I had all the answers because I lived in that bubble. Right. These people live in that bubble and they believe their own lies, their own bullshit.
Right.
And it's coming to an end. They're being strangled. You and I, when we started doing our shows together well over a year ago, we were talking about the head of the beast being taken off, which was the Phoenician families being taken down. And of course, the Phoenician families are the people who control the Rockefellers, the Rothschilds, the Bilderbergs, etc., the Soroses of this world. And so the head of the beast was taken out. The Vatican was taken out. The City of London, Buckingham Palace was taken out. These were all taken out right at the beginning. But we still see the little foot soldiers out there causing mayhem. The reality is they've got no money. They've got no support. The only support they've got is the media.
Right.
And that's all they've got. And the media now are in so deep, they can't get out.
Nope. Don't forget the good news. The good news. The more good news is November 29th is the firm start date on the Ghislaine Maxwell trial. And people shouldn't forget that the Epstein case, there's another Epstein case in the U.S. Virgin Islands that is for Epstein's trafficking and all of that. The Ghislaine case, and it's looking more and more like it. You and I both know they have over 10,000 hours of footage from the island, Palm Beach, New York. I don't know what they got from New Mexico, Paris. They have it all. And it is some of the sickest, most disgusting blackmail of all of these elite people that are walking around. Many of them are not walking around, but appear to be Hollywood people, politicians, judges, all these people, these phony philanthropists doing horrendous evil things. And it's about to, the dam is about to burst. And, you know, we got to keep the pressure on the Southern District in New York that is so corrupt that they kicked in James O'Keefe's door with the FBI. You know, Merrick Garland somehow signed that looking for Ashley Biden's diary that you and I both saw a year ago and just were like, yeah, whatever. Surprise, surprise. Yeah. But that was a warning to people like us, me and you in America. You better shut up. You better follow the line, or we're going to come in. We're going to throw you in the gulag with the other political prisoners that are being tortured against the Constitution in D.C., and you will never be seen again. We will destroy you and your families if you tell one more ounce of truth. Well, too late. You know, I just say too late. We're way past the point, and I think there's millions of people that are joining us and waking up, at least in the last 3 months. I'd say probably, you know, a nice big giant chunk of America woke up just watching the media and the lies being exposed between the Russiagate being a total lie. Everything about it was a lie. And we know knowingly that Maddow and all the CNN people and all the MSNBC people, they knew it was a lie. They were in on it. And there was there's something also called the World Economic Forum Future Leaders. People should look up who was involved in that, or who was involved in the Rhodes Scholar Program, or who was involved in the Brookings Institute, or any of these think tanks. They were all in on it, and they're all caught.
Well, we're also, there's a guy in England called Arthur Edwards, who's been a photographer of the British royal family for many, 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 many years. And even he came out yesterday, today, saying that the royal correspondents, the royal people that are the communicators from the inside, you can't trust them anymore because they're just coming out with bullshit after bullshit after bullshit. Now, when we get to that stage, there must be a time when people go, something's not right.
Right. Yeah.
But people, England is incredibly brain dead because they just sit in front of their television.
New York City is too.
It is. It's very much the same.
Yeah.
Old York in England and New York in America, brain dead. True. Because they sit in front of the television all the time and they watch soaps. They watch all these different
Like Netflix binge watching, right?
Yeah, exactly. And that all has all this brainwashing stuff in there.
I know.
You know, I remember back in the 30, 40 years ago, we learned from the old days that you can have subliminal music in the sales deck so that it encourages people to buy. And we got told off for doing it. They said, oh, it's against the law. I said, well, they used to do it in the cinema with Coca-Cola. Right. Yeah, but they got stopped. Ever since then, the government have been doing it on mainstream media. I mean, I watched the Grand Prix. I watched a bit of football during the week. I had to turn it off because the subliminal marketing in there, Black Lives Matter, taking the knee, all this stuff is out there. And all the social distancing and all the everything else.
Right.
And you just go, and they zoom in on people in the crowd that are wearing masks. Thousands of people not wearing masks, but they clock the ones that are.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, also in my years in Hollywood, I knew a lot of people, especially editors and digital guys. They all this stuff has it in it. All the video games, all the movies, all TV. Yep. it outlawed. It's just like when Obama, that Smith-Mundt Act that they couldn't use propaganda on the people of America, then it's Obama, Cass Sunstein, and Holder go in there, they flip it around and say the modern Smith-Mundt Act, now we can use propaganda on our people. Well, they've been doing it in full force for a very long time. And don't forget, the CIA hijacked, Hollywood was basically started by Operation Paperclip. Don't forget that it was really started as a propaganda machine. Television. People are waking up to this because the media is so disgusting. It's so beyond, and they're so racist and ugly. MSNBC hates white people. And yet there's white people on there that babble and talk along and clap. And it's like, hating any race is bad. And again, I have been around some amazing, I was just in San Antonio with amazing, amazing patriots. And, there's some great black pastors out there that really, I'm going to have some on and need to have their voices heard, because they are at a place where they're like, it's the elite blacks that are hurting the black community at this point. Stop blaming the Democrats and their KKK background. It's the blacks that are on board with all of this stuff. The Black Congressional Caucus, Sharpton, all these people, the black community, this was an assault on the black community, under social justice, Black Lives Matter, critical race theory, defund the police, no bail, no consequences for crime, and now the mandate of the jab. This is another war on the black community by the Democratic Party liberals, disguised as something critical race theory, something good for the black community. It's horrible for the black community. All five of those things at one time, plus the riots that they were called, that disproportionately affected the black community, that were called peaceful protests. The black community is waking up. They have had it. And you know who else is pissed? Legal immigrants. Because I was in Mexico. Yeah. I was in San Antonio. I'm still in Texas. And I'll tell you right now, all these amazing legal immigrants that have come from all over are furious about what's going on at our border, are furious about how about the communism, about the Marxism. They better watch out. They do not realize the black community and the
And the Mexicans.
True immigrant community, the legal immigrants.
Nino, friend Nino.
Right. They are pissed off. Okay. Yeah. This is getting bigger and bigger, and they are losing the narrative. But I'll tell you what, these people in the media better remember at Nuremberg, the biggest propagandist media went to hang too, you know?
Yep. Yes.
And these guys, they are not getting away with it. But we know that Cooper and Maddow and a bunch of them are Mockingbird Media and CIA trained anyway. Yeah. And I can't wait till people hear the truth about Anderson Cooper Vanderbilt.
Yes.
Because, he's been one of the worst culprits of them all. And Maddow's background and all these people. But I got to tell you, thank God for you and a lot of people like you and that are out there telling the truth. We had a great event. We had an awards event with Mickey Willis, who did, do you know Mickey Willis?
Yep.
He did Plandemic. Yep. He's awesome. I don't know if you ever had him on, but he had an awards event at the Reawaken America tour. And I was very excited because Laura Logan presented an award to truth tellers out there over the last 2 years and included me.
Oh, wow.
I was so excited. And but it was so great to hear all these people get some recognition and some love. I mean, all these doctors and all these scientists that have had their lives destroyed and their reputations destroyed. And we had first responders that were whistleblowers, that all of this. And when you see how much destruction has happened and yet these people are still fighting back, it gives you a real sense of, America can rise up, but we got to cut off this media has got to go and we just got to ignore them. And you know what we got to start doing? Because this SNL, I used to work on there and it was disgusting enough when I had to work on there with a very angry, vile Alec Baldwin, not funny, playing Trump and spreading propaganda, honestly, on SNL about Russia and all that. Well, they're still doing it and they it's being rejected, but it's so to the extreme that, like you said, they're in a bubble. They're making jokes about abortion. They're making jokes about Joe Rogan taking horse dewormer, ivermectin, as if it's a joke. They're making jokes about Big Bird doing a show for little kids about you getting their vaccine. This is disgusting. Mm-hmm. And I hope people are rejecting it as big as I hope they will. It's hard. Thank God I'm in Texas. I'll tell you, Texas is great. Oh, and one more thing I got to tell you. America loves Charlie Ward. I'm not joking. Everywhere I go, people tell me how much they love you, how much they love us. Everyone says, please, when Charlie comes to America, you guys got to have events. I'm like, we will, we will. But I tell you, regardless, I mean, for the few people who attack you, there are millions of people who love you. And everywhere I go, I get a lot of that. So I also want you to know you're making a giant difference. And the voice that you have and the reach that you have is a big game changer in this whole disaster.
Well, I'm on, tonight I'm on with Clay Clark at midnight.
Oh, great. He's going to be, you've been on with him before, right? It's a lot of energy.
Yes, he's a dynamo of energy. I'm on with him every week at midnight.
Well, I love Clay Clark. Tell him I said hi. I was just with him all weekend. But well, as soon as you're ready, you got to come join.
I would love to come into, as soon as I can come in without getting vaccinated or without quarantining.
Well, Well, talk to Clay, because Clay and a bunch of other people are starting an alliance of travel people that are getting together and for getting private planes and private transportation.
Chaz Carter has said that from Underground Patriot. He said to me, they've got the people willing to fund me to go over there on a private jet. Yeah, I said, that's very, very kind of them. Now we get down to logistics, because we've got 4 or 5 weeks before I'm going off to England to see my daughter for Christmas.
Oh, nice.
And and then we've got a couple of things in the middle and a full diary.
Well, you know what I think? I think God's in control, and when God wants you to show up where you need to show up, God will be there, and you will be there.
Of course he will. Of course he will. And this is the most important thing about this journey, that you don't need to be putting your trust in Charlie Ward. This is the time you need to put your trust in God. And if you put your trust in God and ask God for direction and guidance, God will give it to you. He's never refused anybody. And it's very, very important. My wife very kindly puts out Instagram pictures of where we are. And she said to me, oh, what music do you want me to put on to your pictures? And I said, you know that song from Billy Falcon, Never Surrender? Stick that on there. And she said, it won't be on Instagram. And it is. It's there. So God is already keeping an eye out, and he's already saying, never surrender, never give up. This is a fight that Mel Kay and Charlie Ward, just two normal human beings, can be part of the bringing down of evil.
Right, right.
And that's all we're there to do. We're not there for gratitude. We're there to do God's work in bringing down evil.
Right.
In my case, I've been such a naughty boy when I was younger. God is saying, it's payback time now, Charlie. Get out there and do some work for me.
Well, Charlie, the other part is, and you and I have talked about this for the almost 2 years we've been doing shows every week, there's a whole lot to do on the other side.
Oh,
and that's
yes.
why at this point, I don't really need to speculate about anything. I see the facts. I know who the enemy is. I know that we're in World War III. I know that we won. I know that it's an information war. And I know that God's timing is the timing that we're playing with right now, because it's got to be perfect. We can't have what happened after World War II, when we were told Germany lost but didn't realize the Nazis did not, and that they just started the Fourth Reich. It can't happen again. We're not going to let the Fifth Reich happen. We're ending it right here forever. But then after that, how much rebuilding we have to do. I mean, DC is a corrupt cesspool. Everyone that voted for that election knows that they voted for a fraud. It's called treason. And the truth of the matter is that I don't really think that any of our governments that are in on this, especially the G20 puppet governments, can be rehabilitated. So what we really need to do on the other side is go back, at least in America, but for you guys, natural law, for us, Constitution, Bill of Rights, Judeo-Christian, inalienable rights, 10 commandments. And then we got to take back each state first. The damage that the federal government overreach and the Fed, the private federal bank and the IRS and all the money laundering and USAID and the UN, all of this disease has to be excised. And each state, since we're a constitutional republic, needs to reinvigorate their borders, language, culture, and infrastructure in their own state. Then we can figure out how the federal government fits into this mess. But I think all of our countries and all of our people, we got to go back and reestablish film and TV and arts and all of that, after taking that away from the demons, education, medicine, you know, a million things. And that's why I say it's not about us. Every single human on this planet that's awake and believes in God and country and freedom and our inalienable rights, and that this planet has to be better for the children, has a gift and a part to play and something they can do in the reawakening, true rebuilding of this amazing planet and our amazing countries, and seeking back all of our own sovereignty into a beautiful co-mingled world. But there's a lot of work to be done. So you and I are only on this is only the first the first phase of the project, Mel Kay.
There's a lot more. There's a lot more to be done, but I can tell you one thing. Of the G20 countries, virtually every single politician involved in that was arrested about a year ago and has been in front of a military tribunal. What we're now seeing is body doubles, clones, CGI, whatever. But we're not seeing the real people. Now, you don't need an awful lot of common sense to have a look at what's on the television today and what that person looked like 2 years ago, and it's not the same person. None more so than the number two, whatever her name is, under...
Kamala.
I mean, that's nothing like Kamala Harris. Absolutely nothing like. That's a giggly little schoolgirl who's taken too much speed. I mean, you know, she's from a different planet.
I'll tell you what, America despises her and her CCP compromised husband. But I'll tell you, it is just, it's really, it's absurd. That's what I say to people when they say, well, when's something going to happen? I'd be like, it's absurd. How do you think nothing's happening? Yes. Everything that they're saying is insane and absurd. And like I keep telling people, there are only 7,000 elected officials in America, period. When you look at it that way and you think there's 300 million people and there's 7,000 demons with this Build Back Better Green New Deal communism in America, with the head of it being an under 40-year-old AOC, who's the worst woman ever, should, for her own money laundering and campaign finance reform, should have been taken out a long time ago, out there saying anyone over 40 doesn't have a say in America anymore. Hello, we are watching the most absurd situation on the planet.
Well, you mentioned earlier that I was getting trolled or what have you. The good thing is I never know anything about it, because the Indians and the Filipinos who manage that part of my social media, they deal with it. So I never hear anything about it, because I don't read any or listen to any of the comments at all. My focus has always been on trying to get the truth out.
Right.
And I can give you some really good news, is that we're very, very close to coming through the other side. Very, very close. I can't say more than that, but we're very, very close. And all of this charade that we've been through, all this pantomime we've been through, we're coming to a very interesting part now, where those people who haven't been able to see anything, who are stuck in the third dimension, will probably see everything happen, and they'll be struggling to catch up.
Right.
Because those in the fifth dimension and above, they're on the right frequency. They'll just go straight through this. They'll breeze through it. Those stuck in the third dimension will be asking so many questions, they'll probably get left behind.
Right. And don't forget, we did need to go through the darkness and the pain. And it's been hard. It's very hard in America right now for people that aren't awake. Not the brainwashed masses, because they're just lining up their kids to get a DNA altering injection, like with glee. Sure. It's very sick in New York, especially. But I will say, I when I go to these events, and I encourage everyone to go to these events that we go to, because a lot of people have been purposely isolated, marginalized, ostracized by family, friends, trolled, attacked, canceled, censored. And then you go to these events and they're so filled with positive love of God and country. They love America, love the founding, love our flag, love our history. And you leave there with new friends. Maybe it's time to shed some old. You leave there. We know people that met at Clay's event in Tampa that got married and have started new lives and better lives and are fine. And we're finding also as a collective ways to not keep it in the matrix, not use their banking system, not use their all the billionaires that got rich over COVID while all of us got decimated, not use their products, not use their places. If things are being imported from China, from the CCP, you shouldn't be buying them right now. You shouldn't be shopping at the stores that were deemed essential businesses. if they're part of that global public-private partnership with the World Economic Forum, you can I can assure you they're in on the destruction of humanity and our freedom. And so, you know, it's really just that. And as
you're,
always,
you're being helped. Yeah, they're being helped by the White Hats, but the 137 ships off the coast of America from China, all with stuff for Christmas, that's not going to be unloaded because of the simple fact it's come from the CCP. Right. And this is Evergrande, for anybody who's done any research, is now in receivership.
Right,
they've defaulted twice, and people don't realize how big that is.
Right.
I mean, they're a massive company in China.
Yeah.
And it's state-owned. And that will absolutely destroy the economy of China.
Right. And they have no idea that there's internal struggle and strife, just like in America, in every country.
Correct.
Between these elitist powers that have power grabbed, that are being controlled by this unelected, a world body, globalist, demonic thing with the CCP is inside the UN. Then the World Economic Forum, and then their overlords at the Bank of International Settlements, all of the countries that they have hijacked and robbed and pillaged and stolen from are awake and aware, and there's clashes inside all these countries, and our media spins it. But I say, every time you see something happen somewhere like Ethiopia or Myanmar or Ukraine or somewhere, just Google that place, NGOs, George Soros. And you're going to find out that it's all connected, every single one of these things, to what I believe is a giant sting operation to finally take down these demons from what they've done to all of our countries for a very long time, which is exciting.
It is. Yes. Well, Mel, you look after yourself this weekend and you just relax and enjoy.
I am. I got some. I'm here because I was talking to you and you were like, you got to go get some nature. And now I'm in like the best nature could be. I also want to tell people that I just said that are watching. I don't know what's going to happen with you guys, but I'm pretty sure that our overlord elite, Hollywood and media and big tech are going to try to pull the plug of our channels and stuff again. I see Rumbles being attacked, maybe BitChute. So I just wanted everyone to know that I now have the MelKayShow.tv, which is its private server. So if all else fails and anyone can't find me, you can find me at the MelKayShow.tv. You head over there, you sign up, and we're going to put extra content there too. But I have a feeling that the tech overlords aren't going to go quietly in the next few weeks. We'll be back.
But just on that subject, you know that my YouTube channel came back after a year.
I don't know how it happened. Yeah.
Nor do I, but it came back. And the funny thing is every day, now we put every single video on there, we put to private, so nobody can see it.
Right.
Every single day, they remove a private video.
So it's crazy that it's not just you, by the way. I heard of it happened to somebody else too. So people, and don't forget, we're all involved, and you're there, but we're all involved in the Trump lawsuit, because everyone that got censored and terminated, and from me, Twitter and YouTube. But I have to tell you, that is happening, and it's very weird. Mm-hmm. It seems like maybe the White Hats have infiltrated, but at the same time, the demons, tech demons, and Google and Zuckerberg and all these evil people still have some control. But it's interesting. It's like a battle behind the scenes in big tech now. I'm looking forward to Trump's platform. I'm going to jump on that right away.
Exactly. Well, you enjoy yourself.
Thank you. And as always, we know God wins. And you're working on God's timing, Charlie. When God's ready,
exactly,
you will be where you're supposed to be.
Exactly right. I can't wait.
I know. I love you. Have a great week. And I will see you
Monday. You too. See you Monday. Bye-bye. Lots of love.